Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Nedarim Daf Lamed Zayin, Nedarim 37. Back in the Mishnah on Lamed Hey, we learned that if there was a person who who's not allowed to get any benefit from you, nevertheless, Melamdo Midrash Halachos V'Agados, he's allowed to teach him Midrash Halachos and Agados of Aloyulam Denu Mikra, but he's not allowed to teach him verses. So on the bottom of Lamed Vavam Abayz, the Gemara is going to continue this discussion, and the Gemara is basically understanding that when it says that you teach him for that, basically the Gemara understands our Mishnah is discussing somebody who's teaching for free, and so therefore otherwise the person should have paid money. So the Gemara says Mikra my time oyelam tenu. What's the reason why he's not allowed to teach him verses? Mishim de kamahani way, because he's benefiting him, because in fact otherwise he has to pay. Well, midrash nami kamahani way. Well, if that's the case, midrash also he's benefiting him because he doesn't have to pay for the teaching of the midrash. So why is he allowed to teach in midrash? So Amar Shmuel b'makom shenotlan tzara al mikra ve'enotlan tzara al midrash. Now we're talking about a case where it's a place where you get paid for teaching verses from the Torah, but you don't get paid for teaching midrashim. So the Gemara says, well, my psaka, how can you assume that there's a difference? On what basis do you assume there's a difference that if you teach verses, you get paid for it, whereas if you teach midrash, you don't get paid for it? What's the basis that there is a distinction between the two? So the Gemara on the top of our daf on Hamad Zayin Hamad Aleph teaches us hakamash mo'an dafil b'makom shenotzon tzlar, even in a place where you get paid for teaching Torah, that you're allowed to get paid for teaching verses, but you're not allowed to get paid for teaching midrash. So the Gemara is going to say now, what's the reason why you can get paid for teaching mikra but not paid for teaching midrash? Ma'ishna midrash to go. What's the reason why if you teach midrash you're not allowed to get paid? Because it says v'ositzi v'Hashem ba'esahi l'amein eschem. Because it says in the verse in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 14, it says, "Ositzi v'Hashem ba'isihi," that Hashem, Moshe was saying, Hashem commanded me at that time to teach you chukim u'mishpatim, la'asoschem osam ba'aretz asher atem ovrim shem o'resha. Hashem was commanding me to teach you the laws that you're going to do when you get to the land of Israel. So this is what Moshe was saying and Sefer Devarim as part of his addresses to the people before he died. And then it also says, uksiv, it says in verse 5 in chapter 4, verse 5 of Deuteronomy, Re'e lamadati eschem chukim mishpatim kasher tzivani Hashem olkai la'asos kein b'kerv ha'aretz asher to'em b'ham shamo reshta, that I've already taught you these laws and judgments that God commanded me. And we say, ma'ani b'chinam, that Hashem was saying to the Jewish people, Re'e lamadati eschem chukim mishpatim kasher tzivani Hashem, that I've taught you laws just like Hashem has commanded me. So basically, we see that just like ma'ani b'chinam, that Moshe is saying, just like I taught you for nothing, I wasn't paid to teach, afata b'chinam, you also have to teach without being paid. That's the basic idea. And so therefore, mikra nami chinim. But if this is the case, this teaches us that the verses of the Torah should be taught for free. So therefore, what's the reason why you're allowed to take money for verses? Because we see from here that you're allowed to take money for midrash. You're not allowed to take money for midrash, but you shouldn't be allowed to take money for verses either. So therefore, the Gemara says, Rav Amar Schar Shimur. So the Rabbi Yochanan Amar Schar Pisuk Ta'amim. So the Rav said that what's the reason that a person who teaches the verses gets paid? He's not being paid for teaching the verses, but he's being paid for the shimur. He's being paid for watching the children when he's teaching. So the basic idea here was, what do you mean he's being paid? Because we're saying that usually the ones who are studying the verses, they are the small children, and so therefore. It's for this reason that when it comes to the verses, he's able to collect the money, because there he's being paid just to watch the children, and so therefore the person has to make sure that that the children are not doing any damage. Rav says, "My time." The Mefarish explains, "My time." Tiru Mishkal Schar. What's the reason why they allowed him to take money for the verses? You're only being paid for watching the children. That you're watching the children. That you don't let the kids run wild. And do nonsense. But you're not being paid for actually teaching the Torah. And these children who need watching, they learn verses. And so therefore you're being paid just to watch them and make sure they don't do trouble, but not actually for the actual teaching. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says, no, we're being paid for the people who teach Torah are being paid for something else. They're being paid schar pisuk ta'amim. They're being paid for the cantillation of the verses. Basically, what is it? Shem lamdim nikuru ta'amim. That they teach him the proper pronunciation and the cantillations and the notes. And that you're allowed to take because the pisuk ta'amim, this is not the Torah. This is the proper way to sing it and to read it. And that is only by mikra, not midrash. That's only by the verses and not by the midrash. And so therefore, that's the reason why they're allowed to take it. Rabbi Yochanan is basically saying that this is not from the Torah, this is rabbinic, and so therefore you're allowed to teach it.